Now, the Czech president may have surprised everyone with his new condition for signing the Lisbon Treaty, but here in the Czech Republic, the argument that the treaty may undermine the country's post-war Beneš decrees is not altogether new. Such rhetoric was used by several Eurosceptic parties in the run-up to this summer's elections to the European Parliament. Many pundits agree that President Klaus has brought up a sensitive subject by suggesting that Lisbon could open the door to German property claims. Earlier today, I spoke to political analyst Jiří Pehe to ask whether he believed Mr. Klaus's fears about Lisbon may be founded.
Well, I would say that 90% of all legal studies on the subject of what Klaus sees as a possible misuse of the Lisbon Treaty show that the possibility is really non-existent. That means that basically all legal experts say that the European Charter of Basic Rights, which Klaus wants to basically suspend in the Czech case, cannot be used retroactively, and therefore it cannot be used for property claims by Sudeten Germans.
Is this, as some political commentators are saying, in your opinion, a political masterstroke on the part of Klaus, who's really tapped into a very existent Czech national fear?
Well, I think that Václav Klaus is a political chess player. And by that I mean that he basically himself, I think, doesn't believe that there is any real danger from Sudeten Germans. On the other hand, he knows very well that the Sudeten German question is a very emotional question in Czech society. And all he needed to accomplish was to divide Czech society and also to divide the Czech political scene, simply because he knew that there was a danger that some political parties, frustrated by his stances, could take the case to the Constitutional Court or perhaps even impeach him. And what he needed to accomplish with this particular amendment, opt-out for the Czech Republic, was to divide the Czech political establishment, which he managed to do very well.
When President Václav Klaus talks about the Lisbon Treaty undermining Czech sovereignty, you don't believe it's because of the Beneš decrees and the threat that Lisbon might pose to the Beneš decrees. It is just a pretext.
Yes, I think that Mr. Klaus has made so many different statements on the Lisbon Treaty and has used so many different reasons in justifying his opposition that one really cannot believe that he believes that the Lisbon Treaty somehow threatens Czech sovereignty in any significant way, or that we would lose by something by accepting the Lisbon Treaty. I think that Mr. Klaus is simply playing a political game, which is difficult to understand. I only hope that he's not holding all of Europe and most of the Czech Republic hostage to his own views, only because basically he wants to be visible and he wants to play the role of a politician who is basically backed by all of Europe and many Czechs to fulfill his constitutional duties.
That was Jiří Pehe, political analyst and head of New York University in Prague, on a topic which is still keeping most of Europe guessing and looks set to do so for some time to come.